What's going on, folks? What's going on? Oh man, I have so much to talk to y'all about, man. So much I wanna talk about today, and you know, I definitely have some information I wanna share with y'all, and just in general want to continue motivating people to do what it is that we do every day. I want you guys to focus. I want you guys to, you know, have unlimited potential and believe in yourself. Because even if nobody else doesn't believe in you, or they don't support you, or they don't love you like they say you do, or they don't, you know, at the end of the day, it matters what you believe in. As long as you believe in yourself, nothing else should connect your dots. Only you, right? So as long as you connecting your dots, I mean, nothing else should matter, right? So I'm particularly probably an overthinker. I'm an overthinker. I'm hard on myself because I want better for myself. I want better for my kids. It's just a general thing. I've always been hard on myself. I've always been my worst critic. I don't always feel like I'm doing enough, you know, and, you know, I had a conversation with my aunt Tammy. Shout out to my aunt Tammy. I love her to death, man. She's like one of the most honest and purely open individuals I think I've ever come across in my life. And her honesty is vulgar, but it's like you if you know my aunt, then you'll understand, right? You know, she had reaffirmed me on some things. You know, I've been through a lot. I'm not lying. My family members will tell you. My friends will tell you. My good friends, my best friends, whatever you want to call it, they'll tell you. I've been through a lot. It's been times where I really did want to quit. I just wanted to give up. And I just had to just keep fighting it through it, man. It was painful nights, man. You know, like, she made me aware. She said, you know, you've been through hell. And, you know, they call me Pally. That's my nickname, whatever, Pally, whatever. And she's like, Pal, you know, you've been through hell. And she said, I saw you walk through all of that. Now, she said, we were there with you as family members. We prayed with you. And I'm sure that, you know, she said, of course, God, you know, Allah, and this is her exact words, I'm sure that, you know, he, you know, the higher being was with you, right? She said, but ultimately, you were down there by yourself. You had to walk through all of that alone by yourself. And it shaped you. It molded you, and it made you into a person that you are today. And when she said that, it brought me to tears. I'm like, you know, I'm an emotional person, you know. And she said, whatever you're going through now, you're going to get through it. She said, don't worry about it, baby. You're going to be all right. God got something in store for you that's going to blow your mind. And, you know, I believed her. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely going to hold true. Like, I'm not... Before, I would probably just hear you talking. I'd just be like, I feel you, but I don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just probably would be in my head so much that I'm just like, now, like, I'm not thinking about much of anything now. Like, the overthinking stuff with me is just like, yo, I'm gonna live in the moment, and I'm gonna enjoy the moment. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna think too much. I'm gonna make sure that I'm good, but I'm going to also, you know what I'm saying, enjoy myself when the time is right, right? So, with her saying that, it's like, damn, you know, when I look at it, I'm like, and I don't want no sap story, because, like, this wasn't her trying to, like, sap me in and nothing. Like, this was just me and her having a conversation about something, and she just told me. She was like, you are a real one, bro. She said, you're a real one. She said, look at what you're doing. Look at what you are doing. Mind you, this was my aunt talking to me like this. She's more closer to my age. She's my the youngest of my aunts and uncles or whatever. And, well, not the... Yeah, the youngest that's alive, my Uncle Buddy, was actually younger than her, but he passed away. And she was like, you know, I've seen... She's like, I've seen you take on all of what you've dealt with from, you know, you had to leave your kids because you and your baby moms wasn't getting along at the time. You had to, you know, you had to live in conditions that were not stable. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I've literally had one foot in the door and one foot out. So I consider myself to be somewhat homeless at the time. And, you know, until I got my apartment. And, it's been an uphill battle. Like, I can remember the nights of sleeping on my floor. I ain't even have a blow-up bed. I had a box TV, the TV with the big tube on the back. I ain't have a table to put my food on. I ain't have a car to go get my food. Like, none of that, like, you know what I'm saying? I had to start from scratch. Start from scratch. And, you know what I'm saying? It built me. And it molded me, man. And the people that remained loyal to me and showed me love and, like, stood on their word, you know what I'm saying? Like, they still with me today. You know what I'm saying? And, like, if I needed something, I'm like, yo, man, I'll get you back. You know what I'm saying? I just need something, you know, get the kids right. It's not even for me. It's for the kids. And then I would get paid. I had a little somewhat of a job. And, like, the blessings just started. Like, as time would progress on, I understood, like, what God was taking me through. I understood why I was being, I was taken through that. Now, my journey it didn't start in Georgia. It started in Jersey. Like I said, my hell started in Jersey, and then it kept going through Georgia. Like, I was walking through shit, and I'm just like, I will come out with no scars. Although the mental scars were there because, you know, you deal with PTSD, you deal with anxiety, you deal with a lot of stuff, right? But I was still shaping myself into being who I am. And the reason why I'm really telling y'all this story is because I know there's a lot of people out there right now going through probably worse than what I've been through or probably the same exact thing. All I'm telling you is to not give up on yourself. Because what God or the person, whoever you pray to, what is in store for you, nobody alive can take that from you. Nobody alive can take that from you. You understand what I'm saying? And, you know, I just kept going, man. I didn't have no sight of trying to get a degree. I was just trying to keep my head above the water and trying to just pay my little rinky-dink bills the best way I could. I was broke many a day. You know what I'm saying? I was broke many a day, and I just had to figure it out because my kid's mother was not trying to hear. You know, the kids need something, and she wasn't trying to hear that. I didn't have it, so I would do my best. I never missed a Christmas, never missed a birthday, never missed my son's or my daughter's birthday. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just shaped myself, and I told myself, I said, I will remain loyal to the people that remain loyal to me. I will stand on my word every time. My word will be true. I will never lie. You know what I'm saying? I will be honest with them, even if it's a hurtful honesty, or I will want them to be honest with me, even if it's a hurtful honesty. Just tell me the truth. You know, don't lie to me. That's one thing I can't stand is a liar. And, you know, that conversation really got my heart back into a good place because, you know, as of lately, I've been trying to get myself, trying to get myself wrapped around getting ready for this colonoscopy procedure. And, you know, got it done. And, you know, I was a little hesitant because of the mere fact I was scared, not so much as anything other than that, because I'm true and I'm true to myself and, you know, not worried about anything like that. But I know I had to save. I want to save my life before anything can happen to me. And I want to make sure that I'm doing the best I can for my kids. Overall, myself and my friends. People that actually do care about me. You know what I'm saying? The few. It may not be the many, but the few that I do have. They definitely care about me and want to see me, you know, want to see me succeed. And yeah, man, you know, just it was some scary moments, man. Some past couple weeks have been some scary moments. But I got a good support team, you know. I got a good support team, and you know, love is love, man. And just in true nature, man, just being honest and just being real, being positive about life, man. I just want to live a long life. I want to have good people around me. I want to have nice people around me. No negative vibes, you know. Nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. We all have our indifferences. We all have things that, you know, make us who we are, shape us into who we are. And, you know, just the core of it all is just to be true, be honest, and be real with yourself. But yeah, man, success is all over me. Everything I've actually been trying to do or trying to achieve, I'm actually doing it. I'm not just talking about it in the sense of like wishful thinking, but my goals are set. And as I set them, as I keep moving and as I look forward, I just keep honestly executing. And I know for sure it's not just me. It's the prayers that are being put out for me by my mom, my grandma, my aunts, my uncles, cousins. It is the God that I pray to. All praise is due to Allah. And, you know, the good people around me that do want to see me achieve and move forward. And I'm going to do just that, whether you're with me or against me. I do not care about anybody's perception of me. I do not care about anybody's thoughts of me. I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. And I'm going to make mistakes all through the rest of my life. I made them from the beginning, and I'm going to make them all the way up to the end. But I am a true leader of the people, and I will always be a leader of the people. I will always stand up for what is right, and I will always voice my opinion when I need to let you know when and if you're right or you're wrong. We need more realness, as I call it. We need more stability. We need more honesty. We need more tranquility. We need more of positivity, period. Look at what's going on in this world. This world is out of control. And being a part of this, actually used to, when I, at my younger age, being a part of the world that I actually look at, it's like, damn, we're doing more damage than we were doing more good, you know? So when you get out and you try to do something good, and you're trying to, you know, better your neighborhood, don't always think that everybody's in full support. Don't always think that everybody's your friend. Don't always think that everybody's going to love you, because they're not. Some people are actually jealous of you. And that's a sad, harsh reality. But that don't mean nothing. That don't stop. One monkey don't stop the show, man. Two or three, don't matter. 10 monkeys don't stop the show. As long as you're focused on what you got to do, get it done. I went out and did something that I thought I would never do in my life, because I just never had a thought process about it. And I did it because, you know, I want the stereotype to be broken. You know, save your life, young black brothers. If something is wrong with you, go to that doctor and see if you mentally messed up, if you physically messed up, you got trauma in your life, speak to a therapist, you know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do. Save your life, man, especially if you got kids. Don't pass that trauma and that hurt and that unstableness down to your kids, man. It's not fair to them. It's not fair to them, you know? And it wasn't fair to you, you know, for you to have to go through it. But, you know, it's unfortunate, you know, because trauma raises trauma. Hurt raises hurt. You know, be respectful of yourself while you out there. That's out to the ladies and the gentlemen. Be respectful. Be on point. Be on point. You know, and I wanted to keep today short and sweet. I don't want to drown y'all out. But I just wanted to definitely tap in and give y'all just a scribe. No matter what you're going through right now, right? No matter what you see at this moment and what it even looks like. If it looks bleak, if it looks like it's just not a whole light at that tunnel, trust me, it is one. You just got to keep pushing. You got to keep pushing. You know, if you're looking for a relationship and you just like, man, it ain't out here, you want to invest your time with a lady or a ladies, you know, fellas, whatever, you know, you got to believe that it's for you, and you got to do what it is for you. Don't try to live everybody else's life. Do what's right for you, and you'll find that for you. You know, it may not be for everybody. You know, if you're single and you know you want to do whatever it is that you want to do, do what it is that you're doing for you, and not because everybody else. Don't be a follower, please. This follower stuff, lead your lead, whatever it may be. Make sure you're leading it for yourself and only for yourself that you should lead. You know, don't be following everything. You know, just some days, just I like to just kind of just like tap out of social media, because, you know, a lot of the stuff that's being done on there is being done in, like, people that are living in reality are living through these celebrities. And it's like, you come on, man. Stand up on your 10. Be successful in your own and start your own empire. What I'm building for my kids, they will never have to work for themselves ever in life. I'm hoping that my what I'm preparing them for is going to reach generations and generations for my great-grandkids, my current, you know, so on and so forth. I'm going to do that. You know, my plan is working so far. So, you know, a true leader of the people, man. Definitely want to send some love and some respect out to any and everybody that is tapping in with me, taking time to just listen to me. You know, I appreciate it. You know, real, recognize real. And anybody out there that's dealing with something today, leave it in today and get better. Get ready to plan a better tomorrow. I appreciate y'all, man. Much love and respect. Bless up.